Morning, everyone. Welcome to Commissioner's Court this morning. As we begin, I'm going to ask if we have someone who would volunteer to do our invocation this morning.
I'll do it, Judge.
Nelda Blair, thank you for coming and appreciate your participation.
Absolutely. Everyone, pray with me. Lord, we come to you in praise this morning. We praise you for the wonderful world that we live in, the strong nation of leadership. We praise you for being Texans, and we praise you for the community that comes together that we are able to live in, God. And God, in a time of fear and crisis and stress and sickness, we ask that you remind us that we need to take those off of our shoulders and lay them at your feet, for you are the great I Am. And we ask that you remind us that the best way that we can communicate with you is through prayer, constant prayer. Deepen our faith, Lord, and remind us to pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much. Pledges to our flags, first the American flag, then the Texas flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you. You may be seated. All right. Let the record reflect in our roll call that all are present except for Commissioner Metter this morning. Gentlemen, do we have approval of Commissioner's Court agenda?
Move.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, thank you. Are there any citizens who would like to make comments this morning concerning any items on the agenda? All right. If not, we'll move on to proclamations, resolutions, and presentations. Presentation of Employee of the Month. Yes.
Commissioners.
Speak into the mic if you would.
Sorry, good morning, Judge and
Commissioner. There you go. Good morning.
We are presenting, or I'm presenting March Employee of the Month, so if I could have Jermaine Jenkins.
If you could pull that mic a little closer so we can all hear, and also so it's recorded in the record.
Yes.
Don't get too close to it, though.
I'm Lieutenant Jenkins with Sheriff's Office. I'm assigned to the jail division. Standing here with me is Sergeant Dana Vales. She was nominated for Employee of the Month because the jail is a unique environment and it requires a lot of day-to-day wrangling. Sergeant Vales does a great job working with all the outer agencies that come in. We have a lot of, obviously we have a lot of inmates come in on a daily basis, but we have a large homeless population that comes in. She does a good job working with them. She keeps them going, make sure that they're taken care of. We also have several mental health patients that come through our jail, which a lot of people may not realize it. Just the care that she shows our inmates has been noted by me and the administration. She's a hard worker. She wants everybody to think she's tough, but she's very sensitive. She cares about our citizens, and I don't think we can do it without her. So I just wanted to nominate her and let everybody recognize her outstanding job.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. All right. All right. Do we consider and approve the Commissioner's Court minutes from our regular session from February 25th? Do I have a motion to approve the court minutes?
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right. As we move on to our consent agenda, I'm going to make one modification I've been asked to make on page, and we don't need to move this to open. It was an error. One modification, which is on page 8 of 11, 10M2E, where it says, in the amount of $1 from Holly Springs Maintenance, Inc., should say, in the amount of $3. So we moved it from $1 to $3. All right?
Do you have a funding source, Judge?
Yeah.
I'm glad we
we're
did
accepting.
That.
We're accepting.
Sure
yeah. yeah.
Got it.
All right. Are there any modifications that we need to note? If there are none, do I have a motion to accept the consent agenda with modifications?
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you so much. Let's move to our open agenda, if we could please. The court, at this point, will consider, discuss, and take action on the following items. Item number 11. This is, under my agenda, consider and discuss approve resolution and order donating items in the War Memorial Park to the Montgomery County Veterans Memorial Commission to be relocated to 1 Freedom Boulevard, Conroe, Texas. Authorized Judge Marquio to sign resolution and order. This allows the Veterans Commission to take what we have, the space that we have loaned them to put their monuments over here on West Davis, and move those down to the new park. That's all that that's about.
I move.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Excellent. Thank you so much. Tax assessor collector, Tammy?
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners.
Good morning.
Consider and take appropriate action on county ad valorem exemptions for tax year 2020 as provided by the Texas Property Tax Code, Section 11.13, including but not limited to homestead, 65 and over, and disabled exemptions.
Move.
Second.
Discussion. Any discussion?
So are we going, is your motion
keep
to keep
them
at the same?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tammy. County Auditor, could please consider and approve payment of accounts.
Good morning, Judge. Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning. Good morning.
Item 13A, consider and approve payment of accounts.
Move.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rakesh.
Thank you, Rakesh. Also, as we move on down, 14, purchasing. Gilbert.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Take appropriate action to award Project 2016, which is the Grogan's Mill Road. Low bidder was Wade Kahn, $169,216. Precinct
2. Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Right. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Gilbert, thank you very much. All right, we're going to temporary recess. Montgomery County Commissioner and Court to convene public hearings.
Do you want me to take this, Judge?
Represent Precinct 1? Amy?
Consider the partial revision of lots 10 and 11, Block 2, Walden Road Business Park, to be known as Walden Road Business Park Partial Replat. Number 2, the proposed application for partial replats of lots 10 and 11, Block 2, to be known as Walden Road Business Park Replat. Number 2, the purpose of the proposed partial replat is to create 3 lots in 1 block. The HOA POA letter of no objection is on file and notice has been mailed. No objections or concerns have been received prior to today. The plats are have been considered to the commissioners by the county engineer. Is anybody here to speak about that?
All right.
Consider the partial revisions of lots 1 through 4, lot 61, block 1, lot 1, block 2, reserves A, B, and D of Lake Breeze, section 3, to be known as Lake Breeze, section 2, partial replat number 1. The purpose of this partial replat is to create 6 lots, 3 reserves, and 2 blocks. HOA POA letter of no objection is on file and notice has been mailed. No objections or concerns have been received prior to this public hearing. This plat is also being considered for approval under the county engineer's item. Is anybody here to speak about that today?
All right. Then if there's no one to speak, we will reconvene.
Now we can move to...
Court, take appropriate action under county engineer.
Right.
Would you like to take it from there, Amy? Or,
sure. Okay. Under 16, can I have a motion to approve item 16A and B?
May I have a motion?
Move.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Second item?
I did them together.
Did you do both of them? I'm sorry. I was thinking it was just the first. Okay, both were done. All right. Thank you very much. Well, then at this time, we're going to move to executive session. The court will recess for executive session pursuant to one or more of the following provisions of the Texas Government Code, to wit, Chapter 551, Subchapter D, Articles 551.072, Deliberation, Purchase, Exchange, Lease, or Value of Real Property. Thank you, and we'll be back in a few moments. We're going to recess for executive session. Thank you all very much. We're going to reconvene at this time. At this point, we are not going to take any action on our executive session. But I would like to open it up for citizen comments. If there is someone from our citizenry who would like to make a final comment about any of the issues that we've discussed today or any miscellaneous items. If there are none, then do I have a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much, everyone. Now, we're going to...